Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And I hope all your trails are happy. We'll be back your way with the morning show coming up next hour right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in Spring Green, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 68 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The world is watching to see if President Trump brings America into Israel's war with Iran. Multiple sources tell ABC News that the president has been given and is considering a range of options by his national security team, including using U.S. military assets to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Consequences could ripple across the area and make American troops targets. Israel wants bunker-busting bombs that only the U.S. has. ABC's Ian Pinnell on the damage so far.
ABC News verifying at least 20 Israeli strikes inside Iran since Friday, including two on nuclear facilities.
The UN nuclear watchdog just now confirming damage at two sites.
The Gaza Health Ministry says seven more people were killed trying to get food after 51 died yesterday when Israeli forces opened fire on Gazans. Hurricane Eric has just formed the Mexico's Pacific coast, eyeing Acapulco, fifth named storm in a busy season. This is ABC News. New details about the death at age 55 of celebrity chef Anne Burrell. New York City police saying she was found unconscious and unresponsive inside of her Brooklyn home just before 8 yesterday morning. The officer of the chief medical examiner says it will perform an autopsy and try to determine the cause of death. A prominent Minnesota lawmaker and her husband, killed in a politically motivated shooting, are being honored today as the gunman remains in custody. ABC's Rhiannon Alley with details.
In Minnesota, a police escort led a procession moving the bodies of slain state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, from the medical examiner's office to a funeral home. The couple will be honored with a candlelight vigil at the Minnesota State Capitol later tonight.
Florida gets the cup again. The new Stanley Cup champions are the old Stanley Cup champions.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
The call there on WQAM after Florida beat the Oilers in six. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. June is Dairy Month. A huge thank you to all the dairy farms, cheesemakers, and milk producers. Pearls is also the birthstone for June. I have a huge selection of classic and contemporary pearl jewelry. Stop by, take a look, save 20% on all the pearl jewelry at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center in Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday from 4 to 8 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Dine in or take it to go. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high today of 75 degrees, some periods of rain, possibly some rumbles of thunder. Also for tonight, any showers ending, patchy fog, and a low of 60. Thursday, partly cloudy and warm, a slight chance of a shower toward evening, a high of 84. Thursday night, mild with spotty showers or thunderstorms possible, a low of 64. Friday, warm and sticky, sun peaks, and still a 30% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, a high of 85.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery. so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
This is the big one. The summer savings event you've been waiting for is on now at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Save hundreds on your new appliances or televisions. Shop early for the best selection. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. Pastor Tim Ward is in our morning show studios with us today on WRCO Radio. You have some things going on this weekend, some music things, don't you?
Yeah, we have some pretty exciting things. We have a couple ladies, they're young musicians from, one's from Des Moines, Iowa, and one's from the Nashville area. We've had them at other places. I've been pastor and just enjoyed their ministry.
Can you tell us who they are and a little bit about them?
The first one, her name is Katie Maples. It was Katie Kennard when I knew her, but she's gotten married, has a really special little boy now. And so she's, one of them is going to be coming, and the other one is, her name is Allie Crummy, and she's the one from Des Moines.
Okay. And describe the kind of music that they'll be playing.
Okay, so the music is, most of it is self-written. They have composed most of their music themselves. It's kind of easy listening Christian rock. I call it acoustic rock. They do most of it on guitar that they play, as well as keyboards. But it's not a heavy rock. It's easy listening, but it's also it's a lot about what their spiritual walk has been like. Many things that they sing about and write about are experiences that they've gone through in their walk with faith. Some of it is just kind of simple worship through the eyes of a child. Like one of the songs that Katie Maples does is called God of Fireflies. And it's just the idea of the simple worship that a child experiences when they're outside in the damp grass running barefoot through the grass and the lawn and watching the fireflies light up and just marveling, they don't get into all the theological stuff. They just look up and say, wow. And that's kind of the thing that hers is about. And both of them have had quite a walk with God, many of them, many times wandering away like all of us do, and experiences times of heartaches and things like that. One of the songs that Allie does is called You won't abandon me. You won't abandon me, and just kind of this idea that even when we walk away and do things, God is going to be there for us and help us through those. It's going to be a worship set. They'll be leading us in worship, but also doing some of their own songs. This is actually the first time that Richland Center Free Methodist Church has had somebody like that in probably about 15 years. So it's kind of exciting to bring this to Richland Center. We're wanting to do this as a community outreach, just not for the church, but just for Jesus and for letting people know that God is love. So
why now, Pastor?
Why
Tim?
Now? Yeah. Oh boy. I don't know, because that's when it filled their calendar.
The time is right.
Yes, the time is right. You know, we haven't done it before, and I've been looking for doing this. I'm actually here in my third year as I'm an interim pastor at the church, and at some point in time, I'll probably re-retire and move back down south to Greenville, Illinois. But the purpose is to try to build whatever we can in this community to raise it up. There's a lot of things facing us in Richland Center in this area that are not so pleasant, and we want to be shining a bright light, a beacon of hope in the community. So
it sounds like both young women are going to be doing a little bit of their testimonial while they do the songs, too.
They will. They will give some of that. Like I said, they'll lead us in worship. They'll give some of the testimonial as what they do. In fact, if people wanted to go on Katie's website, well, either of them, Katie's is KATYKINARD.com, and she gives a testimonial about her walk in there. And then Allie does as well, AllieCrummy.com. And so they can do that. We're going to be putting a few things on our Facebook page as well as some of this, so people can look at that too, and see that. So
no tickets are required?
No tickets are required. We will take a love offering. Thank you for mentioning that. We will take a love offering for their expenses. They are traveling in from a distance, and so we'll be taking a love offering for their expenses at both. It's going to be 10:30 in the morning at our church at our regular worship hour, and then also 5 p.m. In the backyard of the church, if it's not raining, in the backyard of the church, we'll have a concert as well, and the public is welcome to both of those services. I'm assuming they'll do different things at them, and so they'll want to, for the evening service, they'll want to bring lawn chairs to be able to sit outside and enjoy the nature as the ladies sing.
Oh, so. You bet. You know, and that gives people an opportunity. Maybe they're going to attend service at their own church, but then they can come at night as well.
Right, yeah. We had lined it up for the morning, and they didn't have any place for the evening, so we just said, how about you just stay here? We'll just do something in the backyard and just make it open for everybody. So, yeah, if they don't have services in the evening, they are welcome to come out for that. This is not just to get people from other churches to come over. This is for our neighbors that are going to be around there too. So we'll try not to be too loud to blast them out, but we want to welcome everybody to come for that. Our yard is quite big. It's to the east of the church building, and our building's at 405 South Park Street, corner of Park and Kinder Street. And so our yard is behind that, to the east of that, and it's quite large. We could sit 200 or 300, I'm sure, if they brought their lawn chairs for that. So,
well, that'd be a nice problem to have, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
hope that is the case. Yep. So tell me about some other things going on with the Free Methodist Church and Richland Center for the future here, maybe for the summer?
Yeah, for the summer, we have a lot of camps going on. Our camp is at Sky Lodge Christian Camp. It's up by Montello. And so, in fact, next week is actually our young teen camps up there. It's for kids entering 7th through 9th grade, and it's a time for them to experience God and fellowship with other kids, and they have a lot of fun up there. There's a really beautiful pool, and there's just all kinds of activities they can do, horseback riding and things like that. So we have that. Following that, we have junior camp, which is for grades 4 through 6, grades 4 through 6. Similar type thing, and then during the summer we'll just have our regular services. Now, during the 6th of July, I will actually be gone, and Joanne Krulatz, who is on staff here, is going to be preaching in my place on July 6th there, and so we'll just be doing that. We're looking forward to a lot of different things, getting ready for the fall. In fact, actually, it's kind of cool because in the fall, we'll not only have our children's program on Sunday nights, but we're starting a new youth program as well. So we'll have youth program for students from sixth grade on up to senior high school. So we're looking forward to that. So it's been a long time since we've had a youth program in our church, and we're just kind of looking forward to it. So,
well, that's the future, right?
Yep, that's right.
That's what it's all about.
It's the present, too.
The present, you know, as well.
Yeah. I spoke at baccalaureate for the high school graduating class here, and I looked out at the students there, the seniors that were graduating. I thought, you know, these aren't the future. This is the present. This is our world now, and it's pretty exciting too, because that was a good group of kids. Mm-hmm. They were all good students and just good leadership material. So I think Richland County is pretty healthy in leaders. I think we're going to be fine.
What was the focus of your speech, by the way, at baccalaureate?
The message was for such a time as this. It was from the Book of Esther, about Esther who was put into a place of position to save her people and to help her people prosper. And that was just the message, that who knows, but for such a time as this, God has brought you to this place. And so, you know, the idea of encouragement that God's going to use them.
Right. And, you know, you never know who you touch. You know what I mean? You know, it's like you never know. You're kind of planting that seed, and hopefully somebody remembers that down the road, right?
Yeah. So, like I said, they're good kids. They're it's kind of exciting. I've gotten invited to like 20-some graduation open houses, and I'm a substitute teacher out there at the high school.
Oh, yeah.
And so for a substitute get invited out there to their open houses, that was a cool honor that they invited me to that. So
I bet it is. We enjoy your spots on the radio as well, you know. You speak a lot from personal experience, don't you?
I've got to do some new ones. You've been playing reruns. I do have some other experiences to call from. But, yeah, so I like doing those. It takes and puts our faith to where real life is. What have we gone through? What things, and what is God saying to us? You know, just the purpose of that is just to be an encouragement and a hope for people, and just kind of this is how we're supposed to live. So.
Well, we've really enjoyed those. We hope that people will come out coming up on Sunday. Is this going to be like maybe the first of a series of concerts?
I'm hoping so. Yeah. We don't have anything else planned. I will want to see how this goes. We're putting ourselves out there on this one to do this. So if anybody's interested in some other things, they could contact us. We've had some groups contact us about it, and it's just not worked out in time to do it. But yeah, we'd like to have some others out there and just do this as a, you know, not just once every 15-year thing. So
it'll make your worship service Sunday morning a pretty special one.
Yeah, it is going to be special. Like I said, we'll take a love offering, but it's going to be a time where we just as a church, just instead of going through the motions of what normally you do on Sunday, standing up, singing and praying and hearing some old guy stand up there and yell at you. Well, I don't yell too much. It's going to be a time where we just can kind of sit back and just bathe at the feet of Jesus as we worship. So I'm looking forward to it. So.
I'm sure music is a part of your regular service anyway.
Yeah, it is. We've got a great worship team, and then we've got a pianist that does a hymn for us as well. It's a part of our – praise and worship is a part of our service. It's part of who we are. So
good deal. So 10:30 this Sunday morning, and then around 5 o'clock for the outdoor concert. Then.
And we're hoping that we might even have some popcorn on.
Ooh.
On 5 o'clock p.m. We'll see. Got to see if we can get things working for that. So.
Check and see if that's in the budget.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. And again, give us the names again. Maybe their websites if you want to look them up in advance.
Allie Crummy. It's Allie. Mm-hmm. CRUMMY.com is her website, and then Katie Maples, but her website is Katie Kinnard, KATYKINARD.com.
Do they typically tour together then?
No, well, more and more, but they're from two different cities, and they've been doing more together. In fact, Allie will be in another town in Iowa Saturday. We were going to try to do a Saturday evening instead of a Sunday evening, but she wouldn't be there, so we decided to do it Sunday evening. And then Katie will be flying in from her home, and their agent is going to be meeting her at the airport and bringing her out to meet us. And the interesting is their agent is another Free Methodist minister from Michigan. He's a single father of two teenage daughters. He's doing a wonderful job raising them. But he followed me. I was a pastor in Peoria, Illinois for 10 years from 2000 to 2010. And he followed me as the church there. And then I got to know him. And that's how I got connected with Katie and Allie is through him. So
if they've been playing music that long and everything, it's going to be good stuff.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. It's personal too, and it's kind of like the life tracks that I do. It's something from their experience, things that they're really feeling in their heart, and when they do their music, you can tell they're living it, and that's the cool part.
They're not faking it.
Nope, they're not faking it. So they're not just doing a performance. So,
well, good luck with your event.
Yep, thank you very much.
We hope it goes well. Yep. Pastor Tim Ward joining us from Richland Center Free Methodist Church here in Richland Center. Again, the concert's at 10:30 during their regular worship, and then also at 5 o'clock. Both are open to the public this coming Sunday.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
During our morning show time, we just wanted to mention once again that the Senior Farmers Market vouchers will be given out today, but not at the Farmers Market as was originally scheduled and advertised because of the rain or the possibility of that. They will be handed out at Health and Human Services from 12:30 until 1:30 today. So Senior Farmers Market vouchers will be given out, and they will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. If you are homebound or unable to get to the site today, you can certainly contact ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616 and ask to speak with Tanya for more information.
June is Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Awareness Month, a chance for all of us at the Richland Hospital and Clinics to remind sufferers you are not alone. PTSD symptoms can manifest through flashbacks, nightmares, insomnia, panic attacks, depression, and more. Any traumatic experience can trigger this disorder. If you are struggling with symptoms, please reach out to your primary care provider for an initial consultation. Help is available.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
For the at U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
I'm Naheem Hines, proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom has muscular dystrophy, and the MDA helps her and kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. And MDA funds over 150 care centers for kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Learn more at MDA.org today.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Going on this very weekend, the great event that we've talked about many times in this program, the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce Taste of Hills at Kroska Park. That's happening Saturday from 4 until 9. And joining me live on the line is Christy Adsett, who is the president of the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce. Well, Christy, here we are coming up on this weekend. Are you excited about the event?
Yes, we are. And I'm always leery about the weather, but the weather looks awesome. It's going to be hot, but it should be an awesome event. Lots of good food, lots of good music. We just need a lot of people to come out and enjoy it.
I know that you've been a part of this now for all of the time that you've been in Richland Center with the Taste of the Hills events. And I guess what was the initial vision, why you wanted to have this and put this on in Richland Center?
Well, we kind of took the event over from the hospital. They had originally done it as a for their people that that make donations and everything as a little thank you to them. And they were not able to facilitate it any longer. So then the chamber took it over here about 4 years ago. And we've kind of modeled it a little bit more closer to like Madison, Taste of Madison, where people can come. You buy tickets at the gate. Tickets are $2 each. And then you can use those tickets to buy food from the various vendors, food and drink from the various vendors that we have on site.
Well, let's talk about those vendors. Who's going to be showing up this week on Saturday at Kroska Park?
Well, this Saturday we're going to have RC Taco, TKO Barbecue will be there, Steve's Pizza from Viroqua, Romeo's for the Love of Good Food, and they were there last year as well. Utter Brothers from Boscobel, Appalicious Pie Depot from over at Gay's Mills, and Christy Sunnyside will be there as well.
That's a wide array of stuff.
Yeah, we try to get quite a variety. So
definitely, and some that have been there before too, right?
Yes. Some of them have been with us for the last 3 or 4 years, and they've always been very well received by our crowd, so we ask them to come back again, and they always offer a great product. So,
with the food, is it like a sampler that they'll be giving out?
Yeah, more or less. We tell our vendors the max to charge for anything is $6, which is three tickets. Mm-hmm. And to give it as it is, more of a, you know, we don't want to give a whole meal, but, you know, so you can go around and, you know, try a little of this item or that item. So to make their portion sizes so that they're so people can sample multiple things.
You'll have the tickets available there at the gate you mentioned, and then are the same ones that they buy to use at the vendors then?
Yes, yes. When you come into the park, there's no fee to enter. If you want to just come in and listen to the music, there's no fee to do that. The only thing you need to buy tickets for is if you want to purchase food or drink. And you can buy those right at the entryway. And cash, or I believe we will have where you could use like a debit card. But if you have cash, that always works the best. And you can buy the tickets, you know, as many as you need to start with. And you can always come back and buy more throughout the event.
Well, tell us about the music, Christy. Who's going to be there this year?
This year, to start with, our opening act is Shalene Grunwald. She is from the Prairie du Chien area. I had also spent some time in Nashville. She sings a lot of pop country type music. Is a very good entertainer. And then following her up, we'll have Three Souls. They're a local band. Jeff Behrens is part of that band. And we're looking, they do a lot of 70s and 80s. But we're looking forward to have them be entertainment for that night.
I think a lot of people will be concerned about the heat, but you will have tents again, won't you?
Yes. We'll have two large tents up, and there'll be picnic tables and things like that to set on under the tents. And you're welcome to bring people if they want to bring a chair, a lawn chair or something to sit on as well. That's also an option. But you mean the pool is close by. I'm sure that'll be open for part of the event. I'm not for sure how late they're open on Saturday, but the splash pad is always there. There's trees and stuff, around the edge of the park you can sit under and things. So we'll have plenty of water and drink available. So we're trying to just keep people cool, and hopefully people will come out and enjoy that day.
Will the setup be the same as it's been in the past, kind of where the stage is located and everything?
Yeah, the stage will be on under the tent closer to the Killian Meyer. Everything will be set up behind the Killian Meyer area in the park. And then the stage will be under the one end of the tent. And then the bar or beer or bar area will be at the opposite end of the tent. And then the food vendors will be all the way kind of encircle the tent like we've done in the past.
Great. I know that some other civic groups are involved and whatnot. I understand the library will be there as well, won't they?
Yeah, the library is going to be there. They're going to have like a little kids area just to offer something to make it a little family friendly. There will be a few things for the kids to do as well. So I'm not sure exactly what they're going to bring, if they're going to have games and everything, or if they're going to have some crafty things. I'm not 100% sure yet, but they will be there.
The hours are ample and a lot of chance for people to get out there 4 until 9 and just kind of have a great community gathering, Christy.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And we're hoping, Shalene will start us off at 4, and then Three Souls will probably start about 6:30. So we'll wrap it up at 9 o'clock.
2 weeks in a row, because I know Thunderfest is coming up the following week, not to be confused with Taste of the Hills, because they're two different events. But pretty exciting you've got these two events in Richland Center 2 weeks in a row, Christy.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be lots of good entertainment going on. Thunderfest looks like it's got an awesome lineup this year again. So, and then we have a couple, we're kind of the teaser to the whole Thunderfest Music Fest coming up next weekend. So,
what are some other things that the Chamber is planning for this coming season, this summer?
Right now, you'll notice there's flags, American flags going up through the downtown area. That is a Chamber project. We did not do the baskets this year, and so we're putting American flags up. The city utilities, we're working with them, and they're in the process of putting flags up. It'll be all up Church Street, down Main Street, and on Church and on Court Street. So you'll see American flags popping up on the poles in the next few days again. So that's a Chamber initiative.
That's going to be very timely. The 4th of July is not too far around the bend, is it?
Right. And that's kind of our idea. These will be up. We were hoping to have them up by Memorial Day weekend, but we had a few glitches in getting everything. And so our plan is through the summer, they'd be up basically from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend.
So that's the big plan there. And then are you doing anything else this summer as far as the Chamber is concerned?
Right now we don't have anything scheduled. We may do a night market. We're just kind of seeing what the environment is. I know there's some other businesses that have night markets, and we don't want to compete with those, so we're just kind of seeing what's on everyone else's calendar at this point. The next thing, we'll have Fall Wine Walk, which will be September 26th, I believe, that last Friday in September. That'll be our next big event, will be the Wine Walk.
Awesome. You just need people coming out this Saturday, don't you?
Yes, we do. We need a lot of people, and I think everyone will really enjoy themselves. I know it's going to be hot, but come out and join us for at least a couple hours and have supper and a drink and listen to some great music.
No doubt about it. Christy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Phil. Have a good day.
You bet. Christy Adsett, president of the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce. Again, the fourth annual Taste of the Hills at Kroska Park is this Saturday, 4 until 9, featuring a variety of food and drinks available on the grounds. And it's going to be a great night just to sit back and relax and listen to some music. We'll be back with more on The Morning Show in just a moment.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 69 degrees, and it looks like we're going to get into some rain, maybe a little bit. Some cars going by using their wipers here lately, so we've had a little bit of light rain here. Nothing really showing up in the rain gauge yet, but just a trace of precipitation here at the WRCO studios today in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. The Morning Show, opportunity coming in here with some info to get you in the know. We have some guests coming in tomorrow. In fact, we'll talk about more community events in the area, and in fact, tomorrow we will be talking about the Spring Green Arts Fair, which is next weekend. Also an opportunity for area young people talking about physicals for athletics and extracurriculars, and that time is here. The Richland District is back with us on Friday to talk a little bit more about some things that are going on, some new news in the district and whatnot. And next week on the program, Monday, we're going to be talking about that upcoming Thunderfest and the opportunity to get some bands and some fun and food next Saturday, the 28th, and also about a local effort to name the stage at the Richland Center Auditorium. So, yeah, we'll have more about that coming up during our Monday show. Here on WRCO Radio, it's back to music time here as we hit back into music with B.J. Thomas.
You hold. lets me borrow from month to month. Running out of credit, find a little cash on the radio. Standing still, they're blowing past. Numbers on cars going NASCAR fast. What I wouldn't give for a slowdown, don't you know? Cause where I come from, only the horses run. When the day is done, we take it easy. Meanwhile, back at Mama's, the porch light's on. Come on in if you wanna. Supper's on the stove and beer's in the fridge. Red sun sinking out low on the ridge. Game's on the tube and Daddy smokes cigarettes. Whiskey keeps his whistle wet. Funny the things you thought you'd never miss in a world gone crazy as this. Talk about how hard it is to breathe here. Even with the windows down, can't catch a southern breeze here. One of these days, gonna pack it up and leave here. Cause meanwhile, back at Mama's, the porch light's on. Come on in if you wanna. Supper's on the stove and beer's in the fridge. Red sun sinking out low on the ridge. Game's on the tube and Daddy smokes cigarettes. Whiskey keeps his whistle wet. Funny the things you thought you'd never miss. In a world gone crazy as this. Somebody, everybody knows there. Everybody knows everybody. I miss those small town roots, walking around in muddy boots, the sound of rain on an old tin roof. It's time we head on back. Cause meanwhile, back at Mama's, the for sale sign's gone up, and I'm gonna dump this truck and the little I got on a loan to own and a 3-acre lot. Put supper on the stove and beer in the fridge. We're going for broke, yeah, we're gonna be rich. Watch the sun setting on the ridge. Baby, tell me what you think about this. Me and you back in Mama.
Our guests in the studio yesterday from the Hillsborough Lions, they left some tickets off for us today, so let's give some away. The Hillsborough Lions Dairy Breakfast is this Sunday, and we'd like to send some of our guests on the radio, including caller 4 and caller 6. 4 and 6. And the number to ring is 608-647-4155. Here's Phil Vassar.
Well, I was 18 making minimum wage with a Letterman jacket and a Chevrolet. I thought I was cool. Yeah, I ruled the school. With a strawberry lips, you had the whole world dangling at your fingertips. Your senior year, and I was your daddy's worst fear. We ran off on graduation night. Thought a couple of left-hand rings would make everything all right. With a little bit of live, little bit of learn, little bit of watching a few more candles burn.
44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast this Sunday from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. The event includes entertainment, ag awareness activities, and vendors, and you can be a part of it this weekend. And they have a really cool flea market and some things that you can be a part of other than just eating. Lots of stuff, lots of conversation. Congrats to our winners today, Susan Hafner and Linda Turner. They'll both be gladly attending that Hillsboro breakfast this coming Sunday.
Socks and stockings on the old gym floor. Everybody thinks two garage band covers. She was checking out ribs and memorizing chords.
Have you ever known a sunset when the sky's on fire? How you end another day, boy? You'll be searching too far. Like the desert I rode on, any memory is lost in the restless wind. I just lie beneath the evening star. Evening star, shine a little heaven on a stranger with no dream. Where you are, you can see the loneliness I mean. And if I gotta fight, I can never play somebody else's game. I can follow. On a good night, if you've never been there, it's a sight for sore eyes. If you wanna see the wonders of the age, making love beneath the evening star. Evening star, shine a little heaven on a stranger.
Assistance. ¿Tiene una emergencia de reparación en su hogar? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin está aquí para ayudarle. Ofrecemos asistencia para reparaciones urgentes a fin de garantizar que su hogar siga siendo seguro y habitable. Facing a home repair emergency? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. We provide assistance for urgent home repairs to ensure your home remains safe and livable. From critical roof fixes to essential energy efficiency upgrades, we're committed to helping those in need. Call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can assist you in an emergency situation.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meat specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
Get hungry, Richland Center. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the Pine Valley Chicken Barbecue Sunday, June 22nd at 25951 Circle View Lane, starting at 11 until gone. For just $14, enjoy a delicious half-chicken dinner with all the fixings and pie. Kids' meals are just $5. Dine-in or drive-through on County Road O. There's also a silent auction with great items like a handmade quilt, Packers gear, gift baskets, and more. Plus, live music from Monty Burger at 1 under the gazebo. Questions? Call 608-649-1728 or Mo at 608-780-5735. Don't miss it.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News Special Report, I'm Wayne Cabot. The U.S. Supreme Court has just ruled on transgender minors. It says the existing ban on gender-affirming care stands. The ban stands. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says the ruling is strictly on ideological lines.
It's a 6-3 ruling upholding Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care, such as puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery for minors. Chief Justice John Roberts writes, the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause does not prohibit the state from enacting such a law, and that the issue is for the people and their elected representatives, not the courts, to decide. Liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote a dissent, and she said she did so in sadness, adding that the court, quote, abandons transgender children and their families to political whims.
There are about 300,000 people between the ages of 13 and 17 who identify as transgender in the U.S.